B'syata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Nun Zayin. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Vav, Omud Beis. V'noisnin peo le'yerek, we saw in the Mishnah at the top of Daf Nun Vav, Omud Aleph, that the last of the six things that the people of Yericho did, that the Chachomim actually protested and objected to, was that they would give peo from yerek, from vegetables. Peor is normally given from trees, from fruits, that the corner of the field is left over for the poor people. And vegetables are exempt from peor. Peor actually has the status of hefker, it's ownerless, so to speak, it's for the poor people. And therefore, real peor is potter from trumas and maestras. And these people from Yericho, they would give peor from vegetables as well. And what they actually caused was that the poor people were taking the peah from vegetables, thinking it had the status of peah, and really it was tevel, because they were required to take trumas and maestras, but they didn't, because peah doesn't need to be taken trumas and maestras, and therefore they caused the poor people to eat tevel, besides for depriving the Levim of and the Kohanim of the matnis kuna that was deserving to them. Says the Gemara, "V'les lehu la'anshe Yerichoi." Did the people of Yerichoi not know, hod it none, what it says in the following Mishnah, where it's going to be clear that vegetables are exempt of peah? What was their idea? Why did they give peah from vegetables? It's against an explicit Mishnah. Did none we learnt in the Mishnah? Klal omru b'peah. The rule, if you want to know from what you have to take peah, is as follows. Number one, kol shehu oichel. It has to be a crop, not only that you could eat it with a real push, it was something that is normally and comfortably eaten. V'nishmar is something that can be stored away. V'gidulei min ha'aretz. Or v'nishmar means it's regularly protected. V'gidulei min ha'aretz is something that grows from the ground and doesn't get its nourishment from the air, and we'll soon see what that excludes. Ulukitosi ka'achas, it's got to be a type of growth where they all get ripened at the same time. They all get gathered simultaneously. Umachnisan lekium, and that they are the type of food item that gets put away for storage. Only if it has all those conditions, chayev bepeah is chayev bepeah. And now we're going to explain, what does that mean? Kol shehu oichel, anything that's food, prat, this comes to exclude lesfiche, sitis, v'koitza. Sitis and koitza themselves are food items. However, the aftergrowth of the sitis and the koitza are not a koshin la'achila, Rashi says it's hard to eat them, and therefore they are potter from pear. V'nishmar, it's got to be protected. What does that mean? Prat lehefker. If it's ownerless and there's nobody who's guarding and protecting it, anything that's ownerless is potter from peah. V'gidule min ha'aretz, it's got to be something that gets its nourishment from the ground. Prat, to exclude lekamehin and pitrius. Different species of fungus, for example, mushrooms, where they get their nourishment from the air, not from the ground. Ulukitason ka'achas, and they have to be gathered simultaneously, the whole harvest. Prat l'te'enim, excluding figs, where today one fig gets ripe, tomorrow another fig, and right through the whole season, the figs slowly get ripened, different fruits ripening every day, they are exempt of peah. Umachnisei lekium, they've got to be a type of food item that's put away for storage. Prat l'yerek, and this excludes vegetables, because vegetables cannot be kept for any length of time in storage. So it's an explicit in the Mishnah that yerokis, that vegetables that cannot be kept in storage for any length of time, are exempt of peah. So why did the people of Yericho take peah from vegetables? Answers the Gemara, Omer Yudah Marav, Hocha Baroshe Liftoi Saskinon. We're talking here about the leaves of the turnips. Everybody agrees that the bulbs of the turnips themselves are something that can be put away in storage. The leaves, not. The leaves don't survive any length of time in storage. But the leaves will be put into storage together with the bulbs. And that's the machlekas. Something that's put into storage just by the way as an annex to something that deserves to be put into storage, is that called that it's put into storage and is chayev peah or not? Marasovar machnisei lekium alidei dava acher. The people of Yericho held that since these leaves of the of the turnips are put into storage al yaday dav acher through the bulbs of the turnips, shmei kiyum. It's called that it's put into storage and it's chayev peir. Umar sova, and the chachomim who argued with them held lo shmei kiyum, that since the leaves of the turnips themselves are not something that gets put into storage, they are exempt of peir. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. In a brisa we learned that Barishayna at the beginning, referring to the people of Yericho, how you noised in peir, they would give peir, lelefes, from the turnip leaves, ulekruv, and cabbage. Rabbi Yossi says, afle kaflut, also on the leeks, they would take peir. V'tani idach, in another brisa we learned, how you noised in peir, lelefes, they would take peir from the leaves of the turnips, ule kaflut, and from leeks. Reb Shimon Oimir, afle kruv, and Reb Shimon says, also from cabbage. Name, the Gemara is asking, are we suggesting that if you take these two brises together, in each brise you have two opinions, but all in all, how many different opinions do you have? Tlosa Tanoi Havoi. You have three different opinions. You have the Tanakama of the first brise that says Lefes and Kruv, and then you have the Tanakama of the second brise that says Lefes and Kaflut. And then you have Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, who they say all three, also Lefes, also Kruv, and also Kaflut. Says the Gemara Loi. No, the truth is, Treta no Yihava. Even though it's two brises, it seems to have two opinions in each, it's altogether only two opinions. V'tane kama de Rabbi Shimon, hainu Rabbi Yossi, v'tane kama de Rabbi Yossi, hainu Rabbi Shimon. And it goes as follows. The Tanakama of the first brisa, what did they say? They said that that the people of Yericho took from the Lefes and from the Kruv. What did Reb Shimon himself say? Reb Shimon says that the Tanakama of the second brisa said Lefes and Kaflut. Reb Shimon said Af Kruv. Do you know what he meant by Af Kruv? He meant besides for the first of the two that the Tanakama said, which is Lefes, also Kruv and not Kaflut, like the second Tanakama, the Tanakama of Reb Shimon holds. That means that Reb Shimon, who says that it's the Lefes with the Kruv, holds the same as the Tanakama of the first Brisa. And Reb Yossi in the first Brisa, he says Afle Kaflut, he doesn't mean besides for Lefes and Kruv, he means that besides for Lefes, instead of Kruv, it's also Kaflut, which is the same as what the Tanakama of Reb Shimon say, Lefes and Kaflut. And that's what the Gemara means, Umay Af Akamaisa. When Reb Yossi says Af, also Kaflut, he doesn't mean besides for both things the Tanakama of Reb Yossi say, Lefes and Kruv, and Reb Yossi saying also Kaflut. No. It means besides for the first of the two that you Tanakama say, which is Lefes, I don't agree with Kruv, it's only Kaflut. And the same with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that Tanakama says Lefes and Kaflut. I, Reb Shimon, say that I agree with the first of the two, which is Lefes, and I add Kruv, and I don't agree with the Kaflut. So it means that the Tanakama of Reb Yossi and Reb Shimon himself hold the same. The Tanakama of Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi hold the same, all in all, only two opinions. Continues the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon. Ben Boihain. There was the son of this person called Boihain. Nosan Peor LeYerek. He gave peor from Yerokis, from vegetables. And he wasn't supposed to. Uba Oviv, his father Boihain came home. Umotzon Laniim, and he found the poor people, Shahoyu Tu'unin, they were laden Yerek with Yerokis, that they had just taken and been given by the son of Boihain as peor, and they were just about to walk away, laden with, so to speak, vegetables that were peor. They were standing at the entrance of the garden. Omar Lohent, Boihain said to them, Bonai, my children, which was always a fond way when you're trying to rebuke somebody or trying to correct somebody, you always got to start with an expression that's of endearment. Bonai, Heshlichu me'aleichem, cast from upon you the pear that is my son gave you. But you're not going to lose from it. I'm going to give you double the amount of crops or vegetables that you have, b'ma'usar. But I'm going to give it to you from vegetables that trumas and maisers have already been taken, because the pear that you've taken is really exempt from pear, and you have to take trumas and maisers. And if you treat it like pear and you don't take trumas and maisers, you'll be eating tevel. So cast away what you've taken, and I'm going to give you double, I'll reimburse you, I'll give you double the amount that you have from crops that are mutter to be eaten. It's not because I don't want to give it to you or because I'm stingy. It's only because the Chachomim said, the halacha is, you don't take pear from vegetables. Asks the Gemara, why did he have to preempt and say, the reason I'm telling you to cast it away is not because I'm stingy and don't want to give it to you. Well, they could see he wasn't stingy. He'd actually offered them double. Says the Gemara, Ki heicha d'lo leimra, d'chuya k'matchilon, because they might have said, he just wants to push us away and tell us to cast away the pear, and then he's going to send us away with nothing. So you had to reiterate and say, no, I've got nothing against giving it to you. I'll even give you double. Don't worry. Put it away. I'll give you double from something that is not tevil. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Barishoino at first, hoyu manichin oirois kochim. The halacha is that any kodshei kochim in the Beis HaMikdosh, which is chatois osham, some of the korbonis tzibur oila, the skins, the hides of the korbonis were given to the koyanim. Which koyanim? So we know that the whole shevet, the whole tribe of the koyanim, was actually split into mishmoris, into different watches, different groups. Every week was a different group. Every single group was split into six families, bote av, and every day of the week a different base av would serve in the Beis HaMikdosh. So at first, all the hides of the day would be put, manichin oiros, they would place the hides of the kochim, belishkas beis haparva, in the chamber called beis haparva, and le'erev, in the evening, when they finished the avodah, hoyu mechalkin oison anshe beis av, they would split up all the hides amongst the family that served in the beis hamikdash that day. However, v'hoyu bali zroyos, the strong-armed, the strong, and possibly the bullies, noitlinos and bezroya, would take the hides by force, depriving the other koyanim in that family from getting their share. So what did they do? Hiskinu, they decreed, or they enacted, sheyu mechalkin oison me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos, that they would give out the hides, not every evening, but every erev Shabbos, de'asyon kulu mishmeres, because then the whole Mishmeres was there. All six families were there together, and they hoped that since they were all the Kohanim were there, they would prevent the strong ones from taking more than was due to them. For Shokron Ba'adodi, they would take the skins together, and there's a discussion whether they split all the hides amongst all the Kohanim, or whether they split it up then every day for that family, the hides that came that day. But either way, they would distribute it all together, trying to prevent the strong people from taking more than their due share. However, v'adayin hoyu gdoile kuhuna, however, the high-ranking Kohanim, noitlin oisam bezroya, they would take more than their fair share by force. Omdu Bailim, so all the Kohanim decided, they were the true owners, they decided, Vegdishom, they consecrated the Lashamayim, they made all these hides, Hektish, Obedek, Abayis, nobody can take anything. It belongs to Hektish. Omru, they said, Lo hoyu yomim me'otim, it didn't take long, at shechipu asaheichal, they had so much, they sold the skins and used the money, and you know, they sold it for gold coins, and then the gold, they would coat the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash kuloi betavlois shel zav, with plates of gold, shehein amo al amo, every plate was a square amo, ka'ovi dinner zav, the thickness of a gold dinner. That's how much gold they had from these skins. Ularegel, when it came to the Yomim Tovim, hoyu mekaplin oison, they would peel off these plates of gold, umanichin oison al gav, Maila Baharabais, they would place them on one of the steps on the Harabais, Kadeshi Oiler Golim, in order that all the pilgrims, the people coming up, Valiel Regel, Royin, they would see Shamalacht on Noe, that their work was exquisite, Vein Behem Delim, and there was no flaw in their work. Continues the Gemara Tana. Abba Shaul Oimir, There were three trunks of the Shikma tree in Yerichai. Vahoyu Baal Yisroes, the strong-armed, physically strong people, they would take them, they would, for themselves, by force. Omdu Baalim, here again, what did the owners do to prevent these strong people from stealing them? Vigdishom LaShamayim, they made it hektish. Now nobody can take them, it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Aleim, about these people, these strong-armed people that would take things by force, Valkyetzabem and people similar to them, Omar Abba Shol ben Botnis said, Mishum Abba Yosef ben Chonin, in the name of Abba Yosef ben Chonin, he said as follows, Oili mi beis baisus, woe to me from the house of baisus, Oili mi oloson, and woe to me from the clubs, the sticks, the maces that the people of baisus would use to beat up the people. Oili mi beis chonin, woe to me from the house of chonin. Oili mi lichishoson, and woe to me from their whispering, because they would counsel evil about the other people, and this is the lechishos on the whispers, the voices, the murmuring of the house of Chonin. Oili mi beis kastros, woe to me from the house of kastros. Oili mi kulmoson, and woe to me from the pens, the quills that they would use to write letters that would cause harm. Oili mi beis Yishmoel ben Piachi, woe to me from the house of Yishmoel ben Piachi. Even though Yishmoel ben Piachi himself was a good person, as we're about to see, however, his home, that his household were not such good people. Oili me agroifon, and woe to their fists. Shehein kayanim gedolim, because these four, Baisus, Chonin, Kasrus, and Yishmoel ben Piachi, they were kayanim gedolim. Upaneim and their sons, Gizberin, they were the treasurers. Vechasneim, their sons-in-laws, Amarkalin, it's from the word Omar Kula. Everything that happened there, all the affairs in the Beis HaMikdash, all the dealings were decided by them. Vavdeim, and their servants of these people, they would beat the people b'maklois with sticks. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Arba tzvochis tzovcho azora. The courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash would cry out four cries. Rishoino, the first cry that the courtyard would cry out. Tzu, depart from here, mikan. Bnei Eli, the sons of Eli, Shetimu Heichal Hashem, they have contaminated the Heichal Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. And in other places we've seen what they did, at Sugis and other places in Shas, what the two sons of Eli did to the Korbonus and to the women that came after birth to bring their Korbonus. V'oid Tzavcha, another cry that the courtyard cried out, Tzei Mikan, depart from here, Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkoi, Yisachar from the village of Barkoi, Shemechabed Es Atzmoi, because he honors himself, U'mechalil, he desecrates Kodshe Shemaim, the holy Kodshim of the Beis HaMikdash. What would he do wrong? To have a korich yode b'shiroi, he would wrap his hands with silk, v'ovid avoida, and that way he would do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to have anything between his hands and the avoida that you're doing. And he was very, you know, he didn't want to dirty his hands, so he wrapped his hands in silk. And that way he actually desecrated the avoida. Void Tzavcha Azara, another cry that the courtyard cried out. Su'ush Orim Rosheichem, the gates, raise up your heads. V'ikonis, in order that a great person can come in. Who is that? Yishmoel ben Piachi, who was a good person. Talmidei Shel Pinchas, he was a student, a Talmud, a disciple of Pinchas. V'yishamish Bekuna Gedoila, that he can come and serve as the Kohen Gadol. V'oid Tzavcha Azara, another cry that the courtyard cried out. Su'ush Orim Rosheichem, the gates, raise your heads. V'ikonis Yechonon ben Narvoi, in order that Yechonon ben Narvoi, Talmidei Shel Pinkoi, the disciple of Pinkoi, can come in. V'yimale Kreisa, and fill his stomach, Mikotshe Shamayim, with eating kochim. It was a mitzvah to eat kochim, and this Yechanon, he was famous for the amount of kochim that he would eat. Omru lov al Yechanon ben Narvoi, it was said about Yechanon ben Narvoi, shahay oichel, he would eat gimel me'ois agolim, 300 calves, v'shoysa gimel me'ois garbe yayin, and 300 kegs of wine he would drink. V'oichel arboim so gizolis, Bekinuach, and he would eat 40 saw of young birds just for the dessert, Bekinuach Suda, for the dessert of his meal. Amru, they said, Kol yomav shel Yochanan ben Nirvoi, all the days of Yochanan ben Nirvoi, lo nimtza noisar b'migdosh, there were never any leftovers of meat of the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdosh. Now the Gemara says, "My Solkabe, what transpired? What actually happened at the end of the day? Be Yisachar ish kfar Barkoi. This Yisachar from the village of Barkoi, who he desecrated the Beis HaMikdosh by wrapping his hands in a silk whilst doing the avoda. What punishment did he get?" Omri, they said as follows: Malka or Malkasa, a king and queen from the Beis Chashmoinoi, the time of the Hanukkah story, just before, there was a king and queen, have a yosva, they were sitting. Malka Omar, the king said, Gad yoyoi, the kid's meat is better, is finer meat. Malka Sa Omar, the queen said, Imra yoi, the lamb is finer meat. Omru, they said, Man muchach, who's going to prove which is finer? Kohen Gadol. Certainly it will be the Kohen Gadol, the Komasi Korbonis Kolyoima, who brings Korbonis every day. He knows the difference between all the animals. He'll surely tell us which is finer. Osa Ihu, this Yisachar from the village of Barakoi came, he was the Kohen Gadol then. Achve Beyodi, and he dismissively just gestured with his hands as if dismissing what the king said, and said, I gad yoyoy, if indeed the meat of a kid was better, yosak litmida, we would bring it for the korban tomid. And we don't bring a kid's meat for the korban tomid. The korban tomid is brought from sheep, from lamb, not from goats or kids. Omar Malka, the king said, Hoil v'loy havalei emasa de Malkasa, since he had no fear of the king, not only did he not agree with me, but he even dismissed me. He gestured very dismissively. His punishment will be nifsaku liyamine. They should sever his right hand. Yoav Shoichad, this Yisachar, he actually bribed the person that was supposed to be amputating his hand. Uposke lesmole, and says, don't amputate my right hand, amputate my left hand. Shoma Malka, the king heard this. Uposke liyamine, he says, now take off his right hand as well. Not only has he lost his left hand, he lost his right hand as well. Omer Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef commented, Brich Rechmona, blessed is Hashem the Mercy One. De Ashkele, that exacted Le Yisachar Ishkfar Barkoi, from Yisachar, from the village of Barkoi, Le Mitrafse Mine, his punishment from him, Bahai Alma, in this world, and not from the next world. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Ashi, Yisachar Ishkfar Barkoi, this Yisachar, the mistake he made was due to the fact that he wasn't a learned person. Leitonim Asnis, and he wasn't learning Mishnayis and Brisas, Ditnan, because we learnt in a Mishnah. Reb Shimon Oimi, Reb Shimon says, Kvasim Koidmim Le'izim, in most Psukim in the Torah, the lambs are mentioned before they precede the goats. Bekol Mokim, in every place in the Torah. Yochil, I may have thought, or would you suggest, Mipneshim of Chorin Baminon, because they are more choicest species? Talmud Leima, no. There's one place where the Pasuk first mentions Eskorbonoi, Vehevi Eskorbonoi Seiras Izim, first mentions the goats, and only afterwards it mentions Imkeves Yovi Korbonoi, if he brings his korban from the sheep. And you see there that the goat is mentioned before the sheep. So you see that it's not that the sheep is more choice. Melamed Shneim Shkulim, they're equal to each other. Shkulim ke'echod. Ravina Omar, Ravina says, Afilu mikro nami lo yikoro. Not only did he not know Mishnayos and Brisos, he didn't even learn Psukim. Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in one Pasuk it says, Im kesev hu makrives korbonoi, vikrivoise lifnei Hashem. And then there's another pasuk that says, Vim eiz korbonoi, that you see there that the sheep is mentioned before the, is mentioned, it says, Im keves, im eiz. If you want to bring the korban from sheep, bring from sheep. Im eiz, if you want to bring it from a goat, bring it from a goat. I boya keves, laisei, you want to bring from a keves from a sheep, you can. If you want to bring it from a goat, you can bring it. And the Mefarshim ask, why is the fact that the sheep mentioned first not proof that the sheep is more choice? No, it says im keves, im ez. So you see from there that it makes no difference. There's no difference between the sheep or the goat, between the kids or the lambs, and they're both the same. And this Yisachar, he didn't even know how to read Psukim properly, and therefore he made the mistake that he made. Hadron aloch mokim shenoagu, b'siyata d'shmaya, we finished perek mokim shenoagu. Im yirtzeh Hashem, we're going to do chazor on perek mokim shenoagu. Uslikalo pesach rishon. Meseches Psochim is split into two parts. One is called Pesach Rishon, the other one is called Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni, starting from Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, Perek Tomid Nishchat, is going to discuss primarily the Korban Pesach. We're going to learn some sugyas about the Korbonis, about the Beis Hamikdash, about Korban Pesach. It's going to take us to a section of Moed, Seder Moed, which is discussing Kochim at length. And this is going to take us right through till the 10th Perek Mirtz Hashem. That's called Pesach Sheni Mirtz Hashem. In the next shir, we're going to start Perek Tomid Nishchat.